Yeah, this year we did the Christmas bird count on December 14th, which is the first day we're allowed to do it. And it was a crazy day for counting birds because it was blowing and raining and made it kind of dark and colors hard to tell. And then on top of that, it was high tide right in the middle of the day. And when it's lower water, there's more habitat along the shoreline to pick up birds. And so we only got 46 species total. And our average over the past, 30 years, close to that, I guess, is about 50 birds. So a little lower than average. And then the total number of birds seen was 3,879. The species that had the highest count was the glaucous winged gull. We had almost 1,000 of those.
How many folks did you have with you?
This year we had 14 people, which is the most number of people we've ever had, the highest number of people.
You saw some couple of unique birds this time?
Yes, we saw a few. A couple of more unusual ones. One was a semi-palmated plover and also a blue grouse. And the pygmy owl. Those are probably the three most unusual species. One thing additional to that was a house sparrow. And I got that on count week, not actually on count day. And that's a non-native species. We did get it last year, so that's 2 years now. We've had this, I'm assuming it's the same male house sparrow. It's been here through the summer.
If there was a general trend, at least one that stands out over the years that you've been doing this, anything in particular that stands out that you've seen changing in the populations of birds you've looked at each year?
The thing that strikes me is just the variability. I did do a bird talk on Thursday night before the bird count, and I put out the number of graphs, put together several graphs, and it goes way up, then it goes way down, goes up, goes down. For quite a few species, they go up and down pretty consistently. There's several species that have been either increasing or decreasing. The swans, the number of the trumpeter swans seems to be less. And you can look at those numbers and draw different conclusions, like why is it less? Is it because we're surveying differently? Is it because we have different people? Or is it actually just the number of birds are different? One change we've been noticing, and it's been true southeast-wide, is that Anna's hummingbirds have been migrating north in the fall and spreading across southeast. And we used to not get those at all. And I'm assuming it has to do with the warming trend of more mild falls. But, yeah, we get Anna's hummingbirds here during the fall now.
What do they look like?
They're similar in size and habit to the rufous hummingbird that we typically have here, except it doesn't have the rufous color to it. They're more green, and then they have a dark patch underneath their chin, depending on the light black or some color to it.
Finally, why do you do it every year?
It's fun.
Well, that's a simple answer. Great.
It gets me motivated to get outdoors and be observant and pay attention. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. And it also provides just a baseline over time to see what the trends are in bird population changes, bird species types changing. And it's not highly scientific, it's citizen science. It's a bunch of volunteers out there. But we have a good time, and we think we're gathering good information. And it does get entered onto the Audubon website online, and so you can actually go on and query it yourself and pull up the information for the Mitkoff Island Bird Circle going way back to 1988. And you can pull it up for other communities like Juneau and Sitka and Wrangell and compare the type of birds they see there to ours.